Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands when you teach them.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. And Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. How about you, sir?
I'm doing okay. However, I can't see myself on the screen out here. So, but anyway... But for those of you new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you right quick. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tan Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tan Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you have an idea in terms of what the show is all about, and you are more than welcome to give us a call. The number is 727-441-3000. I'm not sure if you can see it on the screen. It's on the wall, but if you choose to give me a call, the number is 727-441-3000. And if you choose to call my personal number, it is 1-let's see. Have to give you that a little bit later on.
I was going to say, you have your own business and you don't even know your own number off the top of your head for shame, Gene.
Well, 1-888-293-4801.
There we go.
I just didn't want to pull it out at that time. I have more than just one number.
That's right. You got to make sure you give out the right number.
Right, not my personal number. It's the business number. But anyway, so tonight I'd like to have you this is for entrepreneurs that are beginning, and possibly some of you entrepreneurs that are already established. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I did a session on just for entrepreneurs, but the topic was Unexpected challenges real entrepreneurs overcame. Okay, so in other words, as an entrepreneur, you are going to have challenges. Doesn't matter whether you're just beginning or whether you're well established, you will have challenges. Anyway, so there were 12 areas that were recommended, and I went through eight or nine of them, and I'm going to go through. I'm going to go through those again. Probably need to back up. Of course, there were 12 of them, but I'm not going to go through all 12. I'm going to tell you what the titles were, and then I'm going back to one, and we're going to pick that apart. And the one I'm going to pick is how to delegate effectively as an entrepreneur. But anyway, so these were the other topics that I had covered about 4 weeks ago. I'm just going to tell you the title because it was based on many challenges that might come up as an entrepreneur. Anyway, so I'm just going to go through what is here, and I'm just going to tell you the titles because all of this involves challenges that will happen. Anyway, so one is raising capital, hiring and managing the right people, developing and maintaining partnerships, dealing with international tastes, time management, fraud and due diligence, the value of often tested, health and financial crises, and not getting traffic to your site, finding consistent clients, providing value to customers as an e-commerce store based on the price that you have. And the last one was how to delegate effectively. Anyway, so at the time, I gave those titles and I gave a brief statement. But tonight I'm choosing one. It's how to delegate tasks effectively. I'm going to give you some suggestions as to how to do that. However, if any of you are listening, I would definitely take your comments and questions and share your experiences doing this. But I'm going to give you some tips on how to delegate effectively. And these are just my tips. Hopefully you have some. And if you choose, you're more than welcome to call the show. And again, the number is 727-441-3000. But you're more than welcome to call the show and add what you do if you're an entrepreneur, if you have an established company, or if you just are thinking about how would you do it as an entrepreneur. So I'd like to have you think about that because that's one of the challenges that will come up if you plan to be more than a one-person shop, how to delegate effectively. And so that's the one I'm going to cover tonight, and I welcome your comments to add on to that, and I welcome questions. Again, I'm not the expert. I'm just the person that's running the show because I'm an entrepreneur. And so
you're just trying to provide insight from what you've gone through as becoming an entrepreneur.
Right.
You're not the guy. You're just a guy who's done it before and wants to provide insight as a guide, if you will, to others trying to do the same thing. Well, that's what you are.
Let me correct you. I'm on my way to becoming an entrepreneur.
You're trying to help light the path for others to
Right. Either
follow or find another way.
Right. In other words, I'm still working on my business.
Right.
Or expanding it or growing it. And so that's one of the things that will come along as an entrepreneur. You need, the biggest step is getting started. After you get started, then you got obligations to keep it going and growing and growing until it gets where it's more than you thought it was going to be. Anyways, I'm in that range of where I wanted to be more than what I thought it to be. And believe me, it's challenging. So, well, before you do that, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. But stay tuned. We'll be right back on how to delegate tasks as an entrepreneur.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
He's got it. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. That's what happens, I believe, for all entrepreneurs.
Yep, and for those of you that are watching on our YouTube channel, which is the Tantalk Radio Network, and you're following the live stream right now, there's a gentleman sitting in studio who I have not seen in months.
Good.
But has now decided to make an appearance on the show. Mr. Heinzman Dukes is back with us.
Good evening.
He's visiting for today.
All right.
So he's back. And Mr. Dukes, how you been?
I have been great. I am doing great. I am still in the land of the living.
There you go. And no, folks, do not adjust your audio settings. You are hearing that correctly. Heinzman Dukes here is here in studio live with us.
Trying to progress to something else better, but I couldn't sleep today. I had to come back and see Mr. Gene.
All right.
And my friend on the board.
All right.
Mr. Mack. Okay. So I'm going to talk about ways to delegate as an entrepreneur. And I'm taking some thoughts that were mentioned earlier by the person who wrote this article, and then I'm throwing in my own 2 cents worth based on my experiences, because I can tell you how I think you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Dukes, you're more than welcome, because you're an entrepreneur and you've had to delegate out to many people as well. And it's not just for entrepreneurs. I'm going to stretch this, but anytime I believe that you are in any type of leadership position, whether you're a committee chair, you're a business owner, anything where you've got others helping you.
Mm-hmm.
So how to delegate so that you aren't doing it all yourself.
Right.
And if you are doing it all yourself, then I'm going to suggest, if you don't like it, then start finding people that you can share your knowledge with, which is delegating, and don't expect them to know how to do what you do, which is many people have that problem.
Amen.
So I'm going to give you some tips. I'm going to give you some tips on mine, and Mr. Dukes, you're just in time to add some of your experiences. But number 12 that I have here, how to delegate tasks effectively. So the statement says, one of the biggest challenges I face as an entrepreneur is learning to delegate tasks. Anyway, so then it goes on and says, when you're an entrepreneur, you're going to have to delegate if you got someone other than yourself working with you. Because you don't want to be doing the same thing, because it's your business, it's your company.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I would break this that sentence or paragraph down and give you my comments on what I would suggest that you do. Anyway, so what I wrote down was just imagine yourself or someone else who's an entrepreneur, think of whatever business that you might have, and think of the things that you do, and you need some help, so you need to delegate. Anyway, so I have five suggestions that I wrote down that I thought that I would share with you. Anyway, so once you're at a point to where you need someone to work with, they could be an employee, they could be a partner, they could be somebody that you are just helping you out. Then in order for them to help you out in your way, you must guide them in a sense, because it's your vision, it's what you see, and you need assistance getting it done. Anyway, so I wrote down five of these things, and Mr. Dukes, I'm going to read all five of them.
All right.
And then I'm going to go back
see
and kind
if I
of
got
explain
any input.
Them. Okay, anyway, so the first kind of a title, just if you plan to have somebody, the first step I just put down was ask if they've done this task before. But that was number one. Now, these are not in any order. These are just the order that I wrote them down. Okay, so imagine yourself beginning to work with someone and you need something done. And I would say the first thing, one of the first things that you may want to ask them is, have they done this before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to come back to that.
Okay.
Anyway, the second one was to write down the task you want them to do before you run into them. In other words, think about if you had a worker, what would you want them to do? Because do means perform something. And if that isn't clear to you, it definitely won't be clear to them. Anyway, so number three was don't try to do it all yourself, which is where I believe the starting point is you doing it, because it's your business. You're an entrepreneur, you're stepping out. But don't try to do it all of yourself once you've made that step. I mean, number four was to learn to trust them. Okay, so that was number four, learn to trust. And so then the fifth one was to let the people know their role. And okay, so those are the topics I'm going to talk about. And Mr. Dukes, you're more than welcome to chime in and give your thoughts on it. And I'm really glad you're here, so you can get two opinions. And Matt, if you can think of something, if you were an entrepreneur, you're more than welcome to contribute that, since you're an employee.
Okay. Works for me.
So okay. Anyways, I'm going to go back to. Okay, imagine you having a worker, and you. You probably want to hire them, but you're not sure. Or maybe you've hired it, but as the entrepreneur, whatever task you want done, if you write down the various tasks and you said have multiple tasks based on the vision of where you are in your company. Anyway, so if you write those down, and I always suggest writing things down,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and you find somebody or somebody comes to you and says, I hear you got an opening or something like that, you want to ask them, have they done the task before? So in other words, you got to tell them what you want done.
Correct.
And it doesn't matter whether it's the person you're talking to. It's what you want done. So you must be able to tell the person what you want done. Because if you ask them, have they done it before? If the answer is yes, then I would suggest that you ask the person to tell you how they would do it. Because
correct.
They are not you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the person says, I've done this before. Well, I would ask the question, how did you do it? So that you get an idea as to whether they're thinking the same way you are. It's okay if they aren't thinking, because they are not you. They have a different set of skills and abilities, but the task is the same. But how we get it done varies based on... Anyway, so If the answer is yes, I would suggest that you ask them to tell you how they would do it. Second thing I would say, since you know how to do it, demonstrate it. Okay, give them time to demonstrate. Mm-hmm. Give them time to mess up, screw up, make a mistake, because they're right. on stage at that point in time.
They are.
You put them on stage and say, do it. Anyway, so if you're satisfied with what they've done, then you are the person who can say, yes, I want to bring you on board or no. But at least you've seen them do something. And if it got done the way they said it would, fine. And if you recognize some things that you would have done, that's even more fine, because now you have some things in common.
So true.
So, now that's if the answer is yes.
Mm, that is. In that same token, Mr. Dean, okay. That individual that you are interviewing, or if you accept him, as you say, give him opportunity to explain himself. Make him feel comfortable. Let him know that even though you are the boss, a lot of people say, but you are the manager, but you ought to have that ability to be able to switch from one mm-hmm. to the other. Give him the opportunity to tell you what he is capable of doing.
Him or her, right?
Him or her.
You don't allow women in your shop?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I left that out.
He's been out for a few months, so he's back.
let him or her explain to you what they can do. And then observe what they do. And if they, one thing you must remember, they will never do it the way you do it.
Right.
Let them do it their way. And if their way pleases you, then that's what you want.
Yeah. So now you got somebody that does it possibly a different way, but now you got two ways of getting it done, your way and the other person's.
That's right.
Excuse me. Now, that's if the answer is yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, if you ask them, have they done it before, the answer is yes. If the answer is no, then I'm going to suggest that you show them how to do it, because it's the task you want done. And if you don't know, it's not a problem. Just you're honest to saying we both don't know.
Right.
Okay? It's not a problem. The problem's created when you pretend to know. So anyway, so I would just suggest that is that if the answer is no, then you show them how to do it. Because you're both going to learn if you're trying to do it together, mm-hmm. or you now know that you need to go look at somebody else. You know some of the things that the person may be able to do, but you know that what you want done, you don't know how to do, and the person you're talking to doesn't know how to do it either. Anyway, so then the third thing I wrote down behind that was if the person doesn't know, then as an entrepreneur, get someone else to show the both of you. Okay, or get someone else to show the person that you're considering hiring.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, those were my suggestions for that first one. Because you're looking for somebody, you want to ask them if they've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
If the answer is yes, you want to watch them do it or give them an opportunity to do. If the answer is no, then you got to find another way for both of you to find out, since you don't know either. So that's the honest part about it. It's I don't know.
Now, right.
It's possible between the two minds putting together, you both could learn how
you
to do it.
You can figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, too, Mr. Gene, is that let that person feel that you are honest about your ability, even though it's your company, even though it's your dream boat, and you'd be amazed how much this individual would put into it to make it a better company and a better place to be involved mm-hmm. in. And that's what you're trying to develop, yourself, him, and the company.
Right, right. Now, the topic is how to delegate effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that as an entrepreneur, you are all unique. And the best thing you can do is let the uniqueness come out, so you now may have an asset that's even more powerful than you thought, because now you know different ways of looking at it, different ways of getting it done, and both people benefit, or the
right.
team benefits. Anyway, so that was the first one, was to ask if the worker has done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Number two. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, our time is running by.
Right. Yeah. That's, number two is where you say write down the task that you want that individual to do.
Right. Now, I'm just going to expand that, then we're going to go to break.
Okay.
But write down the task, you as being the entrepreneur, try to think ahead. It's your business, your vision. Write down what you like to get done on a daily basis or on a weekly basis so that you can allow time to grow and get it done. But it's best that you think about how much time are you willing to dedicate to getting something done that you want done instead of expecting it to happen right away. Because you may have to do it 10 times to get it right.
Correct.
So anyway, so that was the thought behind that, was just to write down the task that you would like the person to do. Okay, because you can visualize it. Now, the key thing about that is you may miss some tasks or steps that the other person may know. And so it's best that you guide the person based on your knowledge. But if you think you know how to do it, then you don't need the extra worker in one sense, because you've been doing it all along, most likely.
Well, so,
okay.
True, but you want to get that worker that help relieve you from some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you want him to be on the same sheet of music that you on. Regardless how he get there, as long as he get there to be able to assist you and help you in your business.
Right.
Just an example, I picked up a guy 2 days ago in my profession. He's actually a college kid, but I asked him a couple questions. He said, let me start off first, tell you this. He said, I went to this high school. And he says, I'm in college now. I said, what happened between them two high schools? He said, do I have to tell you? He said, that was my growing up period.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and I went into doing karate, and my daddy got sick. He said, so I had to come back home. He said, but the thing I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Duke, I got a history. He said, but I'm willing to learn, I'm willing to work. And when you talk to a young man like that, it gives you motivation that this guy could be a part of the business to help make the mm-hmm. business grow. And he got an open mind, a young man, and he's developing, and he really wants to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the type of guy, individual you want. And I can see myself training him to become what I want him to become.
Yeah. I wouldn't hire anybody if they haven't made any mistakes.
Yeah.
If you don't have any stories to tell.
That's right.
Then we can't see your growth. So it's important to know that no one has just stepped in and...
And did it.
They may do it, but they may not know how to do it.
Right.
Which means that they can't play it back.
Nope.
If you get lucky, that's fine. But you can't do it over and over again, then that's where a lot of the problem is. Anyway, so it's as the entrepreneur, the person with the vision is to write those things down, but also hear how someone else,
mm-hmm.
what they've done. And I didn't write that down. You may want to ask the question. Just, I mean, mistakes have you made?
Well,
yeah.
I agree. I wrote down what you just said, and the reason why I did it, because of the fact is, when I talk to this young man, I want to be able to make sure what I said to him the first time, that he remembered. That is, mm-hmm. I'm not changing. Because once you start changing, an individual you lose that individual. So I write mm-hmm. it down, so when the next time we talk, I said, this is what we talked about. This is what I asked you to do.
Wow. Now, This document says how to delegate tasks effectively. So as an entrepreneur, you just kind of fell into that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're using it right now, or have used it.
We're still using it.
Yeah.
You use it. Yeah, I feel you use it every day, even in your regular just
yeah.
being you, or something will come up that will allow you to use it. And being an entrepreneur and being a manager, you must know how to shift from one way to the other way. That was a book out, too. I shouldn't say this because I can't remember the guy that wrote it. But it's called Liga Shift.
Legal shift.
It tells you how to make that change. Okay, we got an indication that it's time to shut up.
Take a short break.
We got to pay the bills.
Sponsors, but we'll be right back with a little bit more to share with you on how to delegate effectively, because that's the key.
Hang in there.
But we'll be right back.
We're back here.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches that you didn't learn in school. But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
That's right.
Make a decision to get started. You must understand you've got to grow, and you're going to have challenges after challenges after challenges, but you can't let it stop you. I'm here with my trusty old co-host, Mr. Heisman Dukes. I'm happy to see him in the studio today, and he's a full-blown entrepreneur. So I'm glad to have more than one comment.
I'm a retired entrepreneur.
Well, I wouldn't even say that. but either way, he's here. I'm going to five things that I came up with, how mm-hmm. to delegate effectively based on using some of my thought processes for what I've done with my business. And Mr. Dukes, he has a business or is in business. And so the thought process may be the same. It may be different. But mm-hmm. that's the whole purpose of the show, so that we share our knowledge. And if any of you listeners out there have more to share, you're more than welcome to call the station. The number is 727-441-3000. And I don't know if you see it on the board behind me. You can't see the 727, but you may be able to see the 441-3000, but it's there. But anyway, so I've gone through number one and number two on the five things. And the first one was the first one, if you're talking to somebody, is just to ask the candidate, do they know how to do it?
Mm-hmm.
If the answer is yes, then you want them to tell you how they did it. and possibly to distribute it, to demonstrate doing it. If the answer is no, then you've got to do something because it's your business.
That's right.
Anyway, so I said if the answer is no, then you got to show them how you do it if you know how. If not, now you got to bring on a third body that can show it to both of you. Anyway, so that was number one. Number two was write down the task that you would like someone to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can look far enough in advance, if you can write down daily tasks, what you want to accomplish in a week, and so that you have something to shoot for every week, which is preparation. That's your job as the entrepreneur, because you still got to go delegate it to your staff or your people, or assign someone else to do that.
I write down five things in my task that I want that individual to do and give them to him, and let him take them home and read them and bring them back to me the next day. Or when we meet again, see what his input is.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find a lot of times that young guys with young minds, they come up with some fantastic ideas how to make your business work.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're really enthusiastic and they want to see you work, they really want to work with you. You'll be amazed what you'll come up with.
Okay. But number three, you all should already know all this, but I shouldn't use the word should. That's not a good word. But don't try to do it all yourself.
Please don't.
As an entrepreneur, you got the idea, the vision, but don't try to do it all yourself. There's just so much, I'm going to call it technical points, that you can't even see until you get started. And so if you're used to doing it by yourself, that's great. But starting a business, doing it by yourself, be prepared to ask for help,
mm-hmm.
wish for help.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is, don't try to do it all yourself. That's the most damaging thing that you can do to your own business.
And pray for some help.
You know, yeah, do that too.
Because you need it. But the thing is, I have to change to you, my personal self. I started my business on my own for the first year. Then I realized I needed some help. Then I went seeking help and to find some help that could help me in my business. And you need that. Try to learn all you can. If you got to work by yourself, when you bring a person on, you can tell them if they're really interested in your business, really interested in helping you, you can tell them, this is what I've done, these are the mistakes I made, and I don't want you to make these same mistakes because I want you to help my business to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And when you help my business to grow, you grow yourself. And I want you to grow yourself out of this position so I can put you into another position.
Right.
And most people have that motivation. They're going to want to do that. They want to know what's ahead for them. What is my future with you? Am mm-hmm. I going to progress? Am I going to be able to achieve whatever it be? Maybe a mm-hmm. higher salary, maybe a higher position in your company. And they will go for it and do what you want accomplished.
And that's a great story. I didn't share mine, but I'm a trainer by profession. Training is one thing, but putting together a company is different. I had to go out and figure out how to get lawyers and accountants,
mm-hmm.
and additional trainers and staff. And so it's part of the journey based on the vision, but you have enough to get started. Anyone who says, I want to start, has enough to get started.
True. Very much so.
The rest you got to discover along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people out there that will help you to do that. Anyway, so number four is, you've already said it, Mr. Dukes, when you walked in, but learn to trust them
mm-hmm.
after you supervise them. Let them go and trust them to do what they say that they can do or willing mm-hmm. to do, and give them time. They are not you.
Correct.
Trust that they were there, because if they find out, you want whoever it is to come back to you and say, I'm having a problem here.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong when you say, I got a problem as well, so it's not yours, it's ours. But just think about that. You're delegating, but it's not forceful.
No.
And it's not that you're... Your expectation is that they could do, but they if they're just getting started, you haven't learned their style or their anything.
Right.
You know, so you've got to give them time to be themselves.
Let them make a mistake.
Hopefully they make some mistakes.
And when they make the mistake, you're ready to correct them in a nice way, in a human way, and not just throw the towel at them, but give them an opportunity. And that's something that I learned. And another thing, as an entrepreneur and a manager, or as they say, boss, you must understand today is different than it was 10 years ago. Today, personnel thinks a lot faster and a lot different than when Gene and I started.
You think so?
I know so. Okay. Because they demonstrate that when they come to you. They don't have that real mannerism, as we say. Most of them want a job or want to perform at whatever you got. And the second thing they want to know is how much you're going to put in their hand.
Oh, I haven't run into that yet.
Well, it's there. It's there.
Everyone. I'm going to say that the reason some people work is because of making money.
Mm-hmm.
However, probably everybody wants to do that. So,
true.
So everything really comes based on performance.
All of it.
So because this is about entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs are on the other side of the fence now. You're employers.
Mm-hmm.
And every employer, the bigger corporations, are suffering because the people are not productive.
Very, very.
And so they're losing money based on something that the others have not learned how to do as well. But I can only speak for me. When I started in the computer field, I can't think of when I was, when it happened. I'm not sure how old I was, 25, 28, somewhere around there. But someone pulled me aside and said, Gene, don't come to work for us. Come to work for you. And if you come to work for you, the money will come.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side is, you get as much as you can so you can take you someplace else.
Correct.
So at that point, the money didn't matter. It mattered, but not as a big thing. I wanted to have enough to go now offer me to somebody else or allow somebody else to come get me and tell me what they want me to do.
Correct.
That's how you grow.
That's how you grow. And that attitude that you had then is not... excuse me, but it's not there today.
It's there.
It's not there today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there. I mean, the first thing is finance. Second thing is how hard I got to work. And when I went in, it wasn't a matter how hard you had to work. It was a matter how long could you work.
Well, let me say this because you weren't here. Now, and this is for the audience. We have a show that's coming up after this. It's called the Employment Opportunity Hour. That's for those that are seeking employment. Well, for the month of September, the entire month was dedicated to young people. And when it comes to employment. And the problem is that the employers have expectations of what they should be able to do, and they're wasting billions of dollars because they don't know what to do. Now, on the show, I switched up because I made a couple of statements. Statement one was that somebody came up with this term young people and everybody ran with it. It's all over the news. It seems like everybody forgot that the young people are our children or grandchildren.
That's true. And we didn't want to let them.
Right, we're the ones that didn't give them tasks at home to teach them about performing tasks.
That's right.
But so they're supposed to say, I want this much money. It doesn't matter how much money you give them. The performance will not be there.
Right.
But you got to know how to say, let's look at performance, or don't come to work for me. Because someone has to help them instead of expecting them. It's not wrong if we talk them to ask for what they believe, but they don't know, they can't do it. Which means you got to give them time to learn it and do it.
Right.
But it's not their fault. That's where the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
It's we didn't prepare them to go into the workplace.
That's right.
So they're taught to ask this. So, on all these gadgets that they use, everybody talks about how great they are to make money. Well, it comes down to performance, and every employer in this planet, definitely in the United States, is suffering because the performance is not there on the money we gave you that you said you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problem is. And so someone needs to say that, and I'm saying it. But you're right, Mr. Dukes, about what they come with.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to say, we don't do it that way.
Right. And the thing is, along with that, you got to let them know that you got to give them the feeling that you got to give them that motivation that what are you bringing to the table? And I asked the kid this. He said, "What am I supposed to bring?" I said, "You're supposed to bring something with you. What is your knowledge? What you got?" He said, "Well, I don't have any. I don't know. I haven't done anything."
That was statement number one. What do you know how to do? Because if they don't know, if they cannot tell you what they've done before, then they probably don't know how to do it.
That's right.
And you can't blame them.
No.
But you've got to say, we don't give first. You earn first. And so when you earn, you get paid. But I was just like them at the younger age. Like I said, somebody pulled me inside, Gene, don't come to work for us.
Mm-hmm.
Come to work for you.
Yourself.
Come to work for you so you can take you any place else you want to go. Anyway, so I've been fortunate, but I think I'm amongst most, I've been sought after. And so... Well, that's what I'm going to suggest for many of you. Allow us to want to find you.
That's right.
That heard about you, that want you, because then you've earned it. But the greatness is you're carrying it within you, and it won't ever go away.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Anyway, our time is just about up because our time is running out. But I got one more.
All right.
Of the five. And the last one, it says, get someone else to show you
how to do it.
Right.
If you don't.
Or get someone else to show them how to do it if it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
And allow them to do it as many times as necessary until it's good enough. That's one of the other things. Think about when somebody says, I've done it, and if it ain't good enough, I ain't gonna do no more. Where that's the person that is open to learning because they're working for you. You're not working for them.
And that was a question I had. You said do it until it's good enough. Is it good enough for you? Or is it good enough for the business?
Right.
And that's where
it's good enough for you. Then it's good enough.
It's good enough.
But if it's not good enough for you, you being the employer. The best thing you can do is help develop that person, and that person says, I'm not going to do anymore, say goodbye.
That's right.
That's probably one of the best training tools you can have out there.
I had that to happen to me just last week. Gave an individual a task to do. He did the task. Now, I didn't write in there complete everything, but I said, you're smart enough to realize that when I give you a task, I want the whole thing completed. When you come to me and says, it's finished, that means it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go double check. And if I do go to double check, I want to make sure that task has been completed. Well, you didn't tell me I needed to do that. I said, no, but I gave you the job. That job is yours.
But
you got to go over the whole thing. He said, well, I didn't think I need to be told that I had to go to the whole thing. I said, why didn't you? Then if you didn't think that, why didn't you go over the whole thing?
Well, right, but that's a part of learning.
It's part of the learning process.
Part of the learning process.
But he didn't like it because I told him, you got to do better.
Now, the reality is, it's even not that person's fault.
No.
That's the reality. Someone's got to say, what didn't I give to prepare them?
That's true.
Because the expectation of performance exists in our workforce.
Right.
we're just not able to meet the expectation that somebody else thinks we should already know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the reasons I'm in the training field. But like I said, you don't do it once, you do it. You got to do it 20 times, then you do it 20 times until it's good enough for the people you're doing it for.
But
because it's only going to help you go someplace else and know how to do it yourself. Yeah.
And that's one thing I've noticed too, being I kind of got out of the field, but going back into the field, when an individual said, I know how to do this and know how to do that, and when you're given a task to do, he cannot do the task. Mm-hmm. I said, "Why? What? You told me you had done this." He said, "Well, I did a piece of it. I didn't do all that, what you asked me to do."
Mm-hmm. Right. Because their vision is not what yours is.
Right.
That's why you must help them to. It's okay to say you thought you were done.
Right.
Because we have to give you more.
I'll come back and find out
more.
If I need to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another problem I have with them. If they do the task, they don't come back and say, is this task completed? Or do I need to do more on this task?
You have to give direction.
Every step.
To all of your employees.
Every step today.
Okay. Anyway, so that's the title of this was How to Delegate Effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So it's understanding how can you be effective, help someone become groomed based on their, what you give them, because there's always going to be more you can give them.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you give them and they feel good about their accomplishments, then the better they become as a worker, attitude-wise, knowledge-wise, and that's what allows them to go be pulled by somebody else.
Correct.
Anyway, so so it's just something to think about, because as entrepreneurs, we get ideas and visions.
Mm-hmm.
But and we all want to get it done yesterday. I don't know about you. I wish.
Yes,
I,
sir.
I wish.
Yes, sir. We want it done yesterday.
Yeah, want it done
not
yesterday.
Tomorrow. But tomorrow is not promised to you, so we have to get it done today. And that's kind of hard for today's
workforce
to understand that. Why I can't wait till tomorrow?
But it's not the workforce. It's the human beings in the workplace. It's the CEOs and the people who are responsible for their customers and stuff. They need your help,
mm-hmm.
and they're not getting it. And some of it is not your fault. It's a fault of not prior training that you missed and prior attitude and all those sort of things. They come into you becoming the right worker. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. That's on another show. But think about how you can help those candidates
mm-hmm.
start to do something and then grow from there. They're all going to tell you what they can do because
they want to impress you.
Well, our system
allows that.
Teaches people this false stuff.
Anyway, all right. Look out!
I hear the music, which means our time is up.
We are here.
It's Frank Sinatra.
It's that time to change over.
And I would like you to know, you can do it your way, provided you do it somebody else's way when it comes to performing tasks, because you're working for them.
All right.
And when you say I'm working for me and them, then you have a winning team.
All right, entrepreneur, go get it. Let's do it.
Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up after this program.
All right.
And we're out of here for the time being.
We're going to help somebody get a job.
Go do it your way, as we say.